My friends, as I was just before coming on with you now, I finished up something that I have been wanting to do, a video that is going to drop later on something which is so important, and that is reading the room and understanding the interplay between entertainment and, this is important, between entertainment and politics. Remember what Breitbart said. Entertainment is downstream from politics. There is a story going on right now with Alec Baldwin that is so interesting. And I just did a disquisition on that. And I wanted you to be aware of it. And sometimes people will like my stories because they think, oh, this is great because, you know, we all hate Alec Baldwin. That's really not what it's about. Though, of course, nobody likes Alec Baldwin. And that's also a part of it. But it goes to show you the interplay, the absolute interplay between what is happening, the interplay between what is happening and sometimes tangential evidence of such. Let me give you a quick run through. Alec Baldwin was the creme de la creme of the shadow government. Do you know what it was like for him to be picked as Jack Ryan for the Tom Clancy series? Tom Clancy, this is as CIA op as you can imagine. No, I'm not one to say PSYOP as much as others, and cognitive dissonance and controlled opposition and all the wonderful words that many of us enjoy so much here. But I will tell you that there is something to be said about the interplay, about how propaganda has worked since the beginning of time, since the days of Capra, since the days of the use of American entertainment as propaganda sources. Do you know that Leave It to Beaver was part of the Cold War message against the ruthless Ruskies? Do you know that? Do you know that these were examples that the kitchen debate between Nixon and Khrushchev about American capitalism, and this was at the tail end, really, of when it was real communism and socialism versus this was at the height of the Cold War. And there's always been this use of Hollywood music. You and I know how it also can be used, believe it or not, not for good reasons, not necessarily propaganda. You know, in the old days, I hate to say this to you, and you might disagree with me, but there are people who were actually, believe it or not, in the intel community who actually kind of sort of liked our country. And they weren't necessarily doing things to subvert individual freedoms. They were not necessarily there to just annoy citizens and Americans who might have been, let's say, of the wrong political persuasion. No, they actually truly believed in a post-World War. Remember who these people were? World War II, OSS. Remember who Dulles was? All of everybody in, think about this, everybody in Washington, in politics, had been in World War II. Everybody. It's a different mindset. But then the intel agencies collapsed. And as the church committee came, and with the advent and the introduction of perhaps the worst, put it this way, the most powerful negative influence ever, the Dulles brothers. Hold on for a moment, dear friend. Let me ask you, please subscribe to this channel. I ask you to do this. It's very important. Please like this channel. Please make sure you're always made aware of new videos and the like. And before we begin, let's make sure that you understand our dear friends at preparewithlionel.com. This is something which I thought was so easy. This is the notion of, very simply put, emergency food. emergency food. And I remember the first time I did this, people sometimes would react. And I've told you this a million times. I'll never forget this. Somebody said, well, I don't really need to prepare. I don't have to worry about, because, you know, what could go wrong? Stores aren't going to close. There's not going to be supply chain breakdowns. Remember that one weekend where all the gas stations were closed because of what, ransomware? That's not going to happen. I don't have to worry about that. Why? Really? Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that? No, of course not. Why don't you have to worry about that? Well, because it just doesn't happen. And as someone said, I have a fishing pole. I swear to God. Or I've got spaghetti in the cupboard, in the pantry, in our larder. Do you have enough for this? Are you able to provide to your family, for example, in this intro offer, a 4-week emergency food supply? By the way, this is per person. This is per person. 2,000 calories a day, 16 varieties of food with an up to a 25-year shelf life. Are you able to do that as well? Do you have that? Do you have that in your fishing pole? I don't mean to mock people, but are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? People actually said this. So listen, you're smart. You know what's going on, and you know what you'll do. You go to preparewithlionel.com, and you'll pay attention to this now, and you'll act accordingly because you are that smart and that wise. Now, I want you, my friends, to listen to me very carefully. I just did something which the Alec Baldwin, I'm not going to go into it now, but just wait to the video about this is a guy, and I love to see who are the people that come along. Do you know how important Tom Clancy was? Do you think Tom Clancy wrote his books? Anybody believe that? Do you believe that Tom Clancy, just this guy, say, Tom, how do you know so much? Well, it's not like Mario Puzo, who really knew a lot about the mob without really being in the mob. He just talked to a lot of folks and crafted how the mob would take. But do you think that all of a sudden, do you know where how the CIA for the longest times were involved in buying movies and art, and they were a part of the, I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time, because when you tell people this, this is when the CIA was really something. The CIA was really critical. Now it's lost a lot of its luster. It really has, sad to say. And that's sad because there's a lot of them who are great patriots. And there are people out there in the world who do want to hurt this country and do want to hurt us. And there are folks out there, great men and women in the CIA and the intel agencies, believe it or not, who want to prevent things from getting out. I don't know about you, but if I had the chance of releasing information a la Assange or Snowden, but in my hypothetical, if you told me American soldiers, sailors, or Marines, or airmen, or support staff, their lives would be compromised? No. No. I'm a patriot first. And I look out for Americans. And I'm not going to hurt or endanger an American soldier or Marine because I'm pursuing some other notion, some other aspect of truth. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. There are some people, I think, who really don't know what they're doing. There are people out there who really don't know what they're doing and really don't understand how their activities actually hurt people. Look at some of the protesters. Let me ask you something. And this is a very important thing. And that's part of what we're talking about today. Do you think a lot of these protesters really are out to try to spread the good word in terms of Palestinian autonomy? Or do you think a lot of these people are just a bunch of a-holes who love to sit there and just raise all kinds of hell and join the throngs and join? I'm not talking about everybody. I'm not talking about everybody. Do you think Ilhan Omar's daughter, did you see her? Do you think she really is in this? Do you think she really understands what this is about? Do you? Now, I am 100%, 100% in favor of the First Amendment, okay? But do you believe, and this is a very important issue, do you believe, and listen to what I'm about to say, and listen as carefully as you possibly can, Do you believe how the media are reporting the protests at Columbia and Yale and wherever? Do you believe that as the media are reporting such, that that is helping the Palestinian cause? Yes or no? Question number two. Do you believe that what the media are reporting is indeed indicative of the entire truth? Number three. Are the media collectively on a mission in our country to do everything in their power, if they want to maintain their position, to destroy, to upend, to belittle, to besmirch, to libel the Palestinian Gaza cause? Do you believe that there might be some secret memo that says whenever you refer to the Palestinian cause, make sure you always refer to it as anti-Israel? Do you hear what I'm saying? Is this anti-Israel, or is this pro-Palestinian, or are the two completely different? This is important. Now, let me tell you the reality. Most Americans in our country could not care less about this. When it comes to my country, even the most important people that you would think, Fox News and the conservative, even the left, are in no way interested in doing anything other than to say that the Palestinian cause is wrong, that the Palestinian cause is Hamas, Gaza is Hamas, Hamas is a terrorist organization, Palestinians are a terrorist organization, and Gaza is Hamas, and the two merge together. Do you see that this is exactly what's being presented? And nobody is arguing against this. There are people right now in the world of talk radio, I will tell you, and it works something like this. Attention, folks, you didn't hear this from me. Hi, listen, attention, please, folks, attention. We are in the death throes of our industry. The days of Rush Limbaugh are over. The days of the power of AM radio are over. It is so bad right now that we have to go to Congress to force them to make new cars carry, have AM radios. I don't know about you, but my car, and it's a Yugo, it's a stretch, one of the best. It has, oddly enough, the worst radio in the world. The worst radio in the world. And I have to use an app or something. It's terrible. It's just horrible. I can't, there's no end, because I'm, I don't know where you are, but in Manhattan, you can't get anything. You cannot get any station. Maybe FM, sort of, but that's about it. And nobody uses that. They always use an app. Use an app in your car if that's what you really want to do. AM radio is absolutely, completely filled with the cheesiest ads for, hi, I lost 50 pounds on my new, excuse me, you're on radio? Yeah. How much weight did you lose? Yeah. Can I see a picture of this? No. And you expect me to take your word for it? Yes. Really? Yes. You know, I don't have time to eat 12 pounds of fruits and vegetables a day, so I take this pill. Excuse me, are you saying that that pill has all the bioavailable phytonutrients of actual food? Vegetables? Well, yeah, are you kidding me? Remember years ago, restless leg syndrome, tinnitus. Hi, I'm Dr. Mandelkamp, and we have come by where with the Rahway tinnitus. Remember, tinnitus was the biggest thing everybody had. It was the big. So if there's a disease and the weekends, The weekends on AM radio, oh my God, that's the best. It's Schlock City. Real estate, investors, personal injury, plastic surgery. Remember the quad doctor? Hi. The Tappet brothers. Remember that? Click and Clack was one of the best things. And remember NPR? When NPR was great, it was the best thing. I used to listen to this thing, and I don't care anything about a car. I know, and they're so outdated. Manifolds and carburetors. Remember when PBS was, things were different. So these folks are actually coming along and they're saying, listen, we don't know what to do. There are a handful of us, okay? George Soros just bought a boatload of these and he is going to turn them. He bought a lot of the Spanish speaking. Now, by the way, to be fair, the best AM radio that's alive today is sports, local sports in particular. Urban, black, zoos, you know, like breakfast shows and things like that, breakfast clubs, and Latino. Absolutely. Everything else, horrible. Horrible. Because they're all wannabes. And let me tell you what they're saying. Attention, yes. Understand something. If you so much as even suggest, that there's anything to this Palestinian issue, you're gone. You're through. You're finished. Now, I'm not telling you why, and I can't tell you why, but that is not, and you didn't hear it from me. So just understand something. Everybody at any protest is anti-Semitic. Write this down. Everybody is anti-Semitic. Number two, there is no Palestinian cause. It's all anti-Israel. Number three, they have no say. Number four, Palestine is Hamas. Hamas is terrorists. Palestinians are terrorists. That's it. Now, I mean, and there are exceptions, certainly, but we're just telling you, if you value your job and if you value your position within the community, believe me, you are going to win no friends by coming on and showing any, and by the way, I don't mean coming on and just embracing the Palestinian cause. If you even show the slightest bit of empathy, that's America. Go to the rest of the world and they're saying whatever. Now, another thing too is, there were some folks who were looking at some of the coverage of Columbia and they're saying half of this stuff, some of this is even off campus. It's not even on the campus. Now, if you go there and you say, hi, I'm a freelance, I'm doing freelance work, you know, because they have pool reporters. A lot of times these people say, listen, we don't have a crew. Can you go out and shoot some stuff for sure? Can you get me some stupid stuff? Can you give me a bunch of Palestinian supporters? Give me some good anti-Semitic stuff. Give me something silly, like Occupy Wall Street, something stupid where they're drums and they're hippies and something where they look dirty and smelly and privileged and, we don't want to see anything that could be construed perhaps in a light that if there's any kind of activity going where any pro-Israeli is clobbering somebody, we do not want to see this. And it doesn't exist as far as we're concerned. Come back, show me yourself. You know what? I like this. Good. You're on for another week. Can you give me more of this? Yeah, you're on. So that's what it is. And if you don't think that's true, if you don't see this, I don't want to say the bias, but America, they have no interest in it whatsoever. And the problem is that people we have been living, we live under such a double standard. Let me ask you something. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, look at this behavior. Now, Don Lemon's not there anymore, but I'm sure if Don was around, he'd say, look at this behavior. Look at this violence. Look at this. And I said, well, can I show you? I'd love to do this. I'd love somebody to say, excuse me, that picture you're looking at? Yeah, that was during George Floyd. What? Yeah, that's George Floyd. It's not Palestinian. You said George Floyd was okay. You said this was protest. You said that when black folks or BLM supporters or Antifa folks were burning things down, you said that was okay. You said that was okay. Right? Remember that? You said it was peaceful. Now it's not. Now these people are a pain in the ass. They got tents coming from probably from Soros. A lot of these people are really obnoxious and they're chanting. A lot of them have said some terrible things. But nobody's been killed. Officer Door or whatever. Nobody killed. Nobody. Nobody. Just like there was nobody killed on January 6th, except for our friend. I think you understand that one. Remember that? Remember how all of these people were just going crazy on January 6th? All of the police officers. Remember that? They were saying all of this stuff, all of this. It was the most incredible thing in the world. They were just going crazy. They were talking about 10 people were dead. And remember that? Remember that one? And it didn't turn out at all. Remember Ashley Babbitt? Oh, yeah. So if I don't have to tell you this. But what you're seeing right now is a complete and total bastardization of reality. This is not really what's happening. Now, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to ask. It's okay, but that's just the way that is. I am telling you, that's the way that is. Now, do you know where it's really? Now, let me ask him, what do you do about it? Nothing. Did you see what was trending today? Roseanne was trending today. Did you see that? When I say trending, you know, on Twitter, and there was a parody of Roseanne who was pretending she was at Bergdorf Goodman, and she was saying that she had remembered being sexually assaulted by Joe Biden 26 years ago in the shoe department of Bergdorf Goodman or whatever it was. Okay. And it was a parody, or it was obviously in reference to E. Jean Carroll. My question to you is, do you think that's good or bad? They're saying there's nothing even remotely funny about it. It's in poor taste. What do you think about it? Did you think that was a big deal? Because Do you think that was good? Obviously, she's joking, but she has triggered the left, showing just how ridiculous his case against Donald Trump is. You think it's very funny? It's interesting. It's hilarious. Very good. It was funny. That's good. Rules for thee, not for me. Okay. Because what's interesting about this is that for reasons I don't understand, what they're doing is, and I guess they're trying to show this is met by many who believe that the entire story of Donald Trump assaulting this woman whatever years ago is ridiculous, and they laugh about it. And so I'm wondering, why are you promoting this? Why are you promoting this? Now, there's another picture. There's another one. Why not? The interesting thing is, there's another thing that's trending, and it's Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman is saying these things where people, he is talking about. Morgan Freeman is older, and he's basically saying, I can say whatever I want. He is not necessarily, repeating the trope of the usual black trope of racism and the like. He's made a lot of people very unhappy with what he said. He also says that Elon Musk is a genius. And then they're showing him in the back or in the past saying, promoting vaccines, get your vaccine, and that sort of thing. Do you believe that that was somehow, that that disqualifies him from something? Do you believe those individuals who themselves said, get vaccinated, it's a wise thing to do, at a time when some people didn't know what COVID was, do you think they should be held accountable about that and somehow accountable for that now and shelved? Do you think so? Do you think that we're supposed to say, sorry, Morgan, appreciate it. Well, you said that then, but you see, turns out that, you know, with the whole, you know, Wuhan business and Fauci, you were one of the CDC co-conspirators. So we're gonna toss you off of our Christmas list. Do you think so? You understand that? Do you think so? See, that's the thing I find is so interesting. We have these people who say, that's good and that's not. That's good. And let me tell you what you're doing, which you may not like what I'm saying, but I'm going to tell you. You always have to be able to say, this is what I think. But I understand what they think. I understand how this comes across. For example, I understand what Roseanne's saying. You may think it's funny. I think you should stay away from the subject of rape. Period. Or you could say it doesn't really matter. But you've got to be able to say, well, here's what they're saying, and here's what she's saying. E. Jean Carroll, when she was on MSDNC, I'm thinking to myself, if I were a part of a women who were sexually abused, sexually assaulted, I would have them protest MSDNC studios with pictures of them when they were in the hospital, when their eyes were swollen shut or their jaws broken, bruises. In coma, some who are dead and say, this is what happened to me, E. Jean. I didn't go on TV and say, and you've got a car and to pull an Oprah. Do you think this was some kind of a payday? Is that what you think? I'll show you what attack is. Are you donating any of this to rape crisis shelters? You could have done something along those lines. That's when she lost me big time. Absolutely big time. And how you can turn 5 million into 83 or whatever the hell it was because of defamation just goes to show you. And Trump is asking, why do you think I can't get a fair trial in Manhattan? Is that me, Easter? So what I'm saying is, I can understand E. Jean Carroll. I would say, do yourself a favor. Imagine when it comes to anything that you consider to be funny, ask yourself this question, is it really funny or is it mean? That's the thing you got to ask. Today, there is a line. And I'm seeing this a lot of times from people who SNL does it, or it's mean. Have you ever seen any of these comedy podcasters, these comedians who sit around and talk about the craft and how they do it? It's like malcontents. And there's nothing right. It's not funny. It's just mean. Now, mean can be funny, too. There's your slapstick or whatever it is. I'm saying be very, very careful with this. I also think you should understand that Morgan Freeman may make some sense, but understand what an older man thinks at a time. Do you remember when people were scared about COVID? I know there are people who say, oh, I was never scared. Okay. There were people who were freaking out. Do you remember that? No, you don't. I have a friend of mine. He's one of us, politically, one of us. And he will tell you that when it comes to things like biomedical autonomy, biomedical biomedical martial law, autonomy over your body, forced vaccinations, blah, blah, blah. He's on our side. But he told me he was at a very, very big hospital here in the New York area. And when COVID first broke, there was a code they used. And it wasn't a code you would understand. It wasn't, somebody said something, but it sounded very innocuous. But every time he heard this, it was somebody died. And he was panicking because he kept hearing this all day long. He says, I'm not kidding you. The initial stages of this, either because it hit people with comorbidities or whatever it was, but the virulence, whatever, he goes, it was serious. I mean, serious. There's something that was just, and he didn't know what to make out of it. And they were thinking about, you know, the Spanish influenza and all this kind of stuff. This is when it first happened. So now we forget about that. And now we look back and say, it's all crap. Really? Okay. Always remember what people thought at the time. Always remember what people thought at the time. Remember, you're not a conservative. You're not a liberal. You're a free thinker, but you're a mature adult. And you understand things. And you're never a part of the crowd. And there's nothing worse than somebody that everybody is clapping because the audience thinks it's cool to clap, that we must clap for this person. We must think it's funny. The left does it all the time. Do you remember when Alec Baldwin did the Trump imitation? It was the worst imitation. And by the way, Alec Baldwin does a great Pacino, and he did great. He does the best Tony Bennett ever. But he just couldn't get Trump. He didn't, you know, whatever. And then there was this new fellow who was on SNL. I don't know his name. He has like three names, but he nailed it. And what happens is in the world of, as you know, impersonations, people will imitate the person doing the impersonation. People will listen to Trump and they say, I can't imitate him. Good. Listen to the impersonator. Oh, I can impersonate the impersonator. In the old days, people would say antipasto. I forget who did this, but for Boris Karloff, you did antipasto. People did David Fry imitating Richard Nixon and LBJ. I'm, you know, my fellow American. People were doing, he would do the William F. Buckley. They were imitating David Fry. Well, anyway, once this fellow came out, so to speak, and did Trump, everybody followed suit. And Alec Baldwin's, I don't know what it was, the pinched face and the orange. I mean, it was horrible. And it wasn't funny. It was just mean. Now, the new guy was actually taking off and making, he was doing a funny bit, but just not mocking Trump per se. Because this is what happens when you have mean kids, mean girls, and mean people trying their hand at what's funny. It's not. It's when I say it's not funny, if it's, you know, great, that's terrific. But there are people who don't understand the difference between shock, whatever. Look at crackhead Barney. Now, I don't know about you, but performance art has been. Remember there was a guy years ago. What was his name, honey? The guy in New York who would go up and scare people. He had like a camera and he would scare people. He would go around and he would ambush people and. He came out of nowhere, and he was like a local guy, kind of scare people. It's kind of an old sort of, you know, performance art, such and such. It's okay. But this woman's obviously just. And what's interesting, crackhead Barney, if everybody did this, you're crackhead Barney. Can I get a picture with you? Do you mind if I get a picture? What? Don't I scare you? No. Can I get a picture with you? That's funny. If you defuse her like that, you don't. Anyway. What would really be funny is to have the crackhead Barney herself find what it's like to be the. Anyway. But what I'm trying to tell you, my friends, is step back. Pretend you've never heard anything. You don't know who the sides are. You don't know what's going on. And ask yourself, what's going on? Is this funny? Is this not? Is this effective? Is this or is this? Are we making a stand? I know people don't understand this, and I know people don't want to hear this, but I thought that especially at the leadership, at the helm of Alina Haba, and especially, I think Joe Tacopina was doing it, the way when you are running for president and you're dealing with the subject of sexual battery, no matter how it is done, you can switch it to mean so fast. And there are so many people out there who say, I don't think this subject is funny. I don't think this subject is funny. Same thing with abortion and right to life. And you really have to ask yourself, do you really know what you're saying? Are you winning anybody over? I know what I'm saying is a waste of time. I recognize it because there's so many people who say, you don't understand. I hate these people. I don't care. I don't want to hear about nuance. I don't want to hear about any of this stuff. None of it. Stand by for a second. I know a man who knows a little bit about nuance. A guy who took something, the idea of luxuriation, and made it an art form. He is, simply put, one of the greatest Americans around who is still standing and still putting out a product that people love. It's our good friends at MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel. Well, it's time yet again to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you get a free gift. No purchase necessary. I know, a free gift. Gifts are free. Okay, it's a tautology, so sue me. But listen to me, and listen carefully. What are we talking about here? Down comforters, flannel sheets, Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow 2.0 body pillows, waffle blankets, couch and recliner pillows, sheets, slippers, percales. I'm not even done yet. Towels, quilts, bedspreads, mattresses, mattress covers, mattress toppers, linens, kitchen towels, bathrobes, pet blankets, bolster pillows, name it. Items to help you luxuriate and relax. And their monster sellers, slippers, my slippers, slip-ons, moccasins. Think about it. What do they do at MyPillow? What's their main goal? To make things real soft, plush, real comfy, as I say it. How perfect. So here's the link right now. Go to MyPillow.com/Lionel. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel or slash Lionel. Or call 800-645-4965. 800-645-4965. And watch how fast our good friend Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel. Simply and absolutely the best. My friends, as of today, it's 195 days until the election. 195 days until the election. Let me ask you a question. How do you think President Trump is doing in getting the word across? How do you think? Now, do me a favor. I'm not asking you to be his friend. I'm not asking you to say, I love President Trump. I know you do. I know you do. I love him too. How do you think he's getting across? Do you feel that there is an absolute guarantee that the Democrats cannot steal the election in 2024? Anybody? Anybody? Not very well. Best he can, hillbilly. I don't want the best he can. He can't lose at this. He's not him, it's us. When I say how is he doing, I mean how are we doing? I think society in general is exhausted with all the trials and indictments against him. They better not be in that. I think you're right there, Faye. I think you're right. Think about this. Let me see this. Not great, but he's in court. They will always try to steal the election. Lizzie's right about that. This is what I don't understand. Can somebody please tell me this? First of all, I think one of the biggest, the ones who I just creep out over are the Kari Lakes and the Mar-a-Lago crowd. Would you tell me, do you remember any time when the president and his family invited wounded warriors to Mar-a-Lago en masse? Maybe he did. Do you know of any time like that? Did you ever see? The president on the weekend standing with Americans standing by, or how he helped people. And anybody? Anybody remember that? Nope. Do you remember a time when the Trump Foundation, the Trump, by the way, they're into building, where they put together some class or classes to teach low-income youth and young folks how to build houses and frame houses and plumbing and everything? Nope. Nope. Can you tell me any time where the president has talked about a world vision, where he sees the world, what he's going to tackle right now? Anybody? Did you hear him talk about the Ukrainian bill? Did you hear him talk about how the Americans, you saw the Americans waving Ukrainian flags, unless he's for that Ukrainian nonsense? Do you ever hear anything? What's his worldview? Now, I know this is when people get upset. They go, now stop that. Stop that. What's the matter with you? You can laugh all you want. They fly Joe Biden in. He says something stupid and he takes off. He talks about some, I don't know what it is, effort, something on his part. He does it. He talks about it. What is Trump talking about other than this trial? Anything? If he spent more time, rather than playing golf, how about playing golf with wounded veterans? How about with families, having the kids over Mar-a-Lago to play in the bowl? Why doesn't he think PR, PR, PR? Right now, one of the greatest examples of what America is looking at is what's going on in Australia. It is unbelievable. He's not talking about that. But no, Alina Habba, his lawyer, is on Daily Mail talking about getting upset when people laughed about how she cut celery or something. And he is surrounded. So thank God he's got some great lawyers now, because he is a complete schmuck when it comes to women. Sorry. Sorry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sorry. I know you don't like this. I know you don't like this. Todd Blanche is terrific. But this is a guy, this is the president who hangs around and hung around an adult film skeeve, a skank, adult movie, McDougal. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. What is the matter with you? And right now, he seems to find this Alina Habba, who's like, do me a favor, shut up. Get her out of here. She's the one, along with him, who took that $5 million verdict and made it into $83. What are you doing? Get Todd Blanche. Get lawyers in here. What are you doing? He has this thing about women who he thinks they're hot, or women who kiss his ass. I don't know. It's a problem he's got. He really, you know, you don't want to address it. I do. Get them out of here. How do you think that does with women? Now, they're going to be hearing during this crowd, because this judge, how this judge is, I'm not even going to bore you with, if you knew the legal irregularities of this, you wouldn't believe it, but what is he doing? Who is running his show? Who is running his message? Now, here's the problem. I deal with a bunch of people think, oh, no, no, we love them. They feel like for some reason they want to be fans. And I have these friends of mine in these Republican clubs, and they're not worth a damn. They don't do anything. They just love him. Isn't he great? We're going to Mar-a-Lago too. Are you really? Did you see my picture? Here we are in Mar-a-Lago, standing behind a line with Trump about 10 miles away. But see, I know him. I know the president. I'm a big shot. How's he doing? He's doing great. No, he's not doing great. What are we doing right now? What's his message? He's got to be campaigning constantly. He's got to be campaigning. He's got to have people. I don't understand it. And he's going to lose if he does what he did last time, by listening to people who are telling him all the time how great he is. He's wonderful. He's terrific. And when people tell me that they think that his popularity goes up because of these lawsuits and prosecutions, you're out of your mind. There might be a certain degree of, hey, that's not fair, which is good. But nobody's going to say, you know, I'm going to vote for him. Why? Well, because he's being charged with 34 counts of business records. What? What are you talking about? Oh, no. His numbers are going. They're not going to vote for him because he's being prosecuted. That doesn't make any sense. This is how demented we are. What is his view? By the way, if you want to see something schizophrenic, if you want to be smart, pick a side regarding Israel and Palestine. Either way, the Biden administration is being incoherent. Call him out. Call him out. If you want to go, if you want to court the pro-Israel contingent, fine. To me, politics is nothing personal. It's about this group or that group. That's all. Then you sit there and say, can you explain to me why President Biden is showing this complete and total schizophrenic detachment from America's most important ally in the Middle East? Is this the way you show respect? What is he doing? Blinken doesn't do anything. He's saying this. What? Do whatever he wants. Notice how Jose Andres, remember the World Central Kitchen? Remember the street? Don't hear about that anymore. Here's the next one. And I'm telling you this, and you're not listening to me. And I don't blame you because it doesn't sound like much. They're gaslighting you again about Kate Middleton. Did you see the picture they put of the, who's the kid they put his picture? Is it Archie or Toby or whatever the kid's name is? I don't know. Whatever this kid's name is. Not George or Louie. Louie. How can I forget? Louie. Right. King. There's a picture of Louie. And he goes, oh, Kate put that picture right. Somebody immediately says, no, somebody else did this. And they draw you in and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. They're gaslighting you. It's the most incredible thing anybody's ever seen. They are gaslighting you regarding her. It is something that is so interesting. And people miss the point because they go, oh, who cares about Kate? No, you don't understand. You don't understand what's happening here. This is, as you would say, a psyop. Well, my friend Sparky says, is Trump still hanging around the wrong people, such as your man, Lindsey Graham? My man, your man? Absolutely. I don't think Trump has ever, well, I shouldn't say this. Trump has to say whatever he's got to double down. America does not care about the Russian-Ukrainian border. It does not understand about 60 whatever billion dollars in wherever. He should just show pictures of horrors at the border and say, does this make sense to you? Remember my phrase, my friends. It's very simple. Just ask your friends. And I ask all my friends this, because you could be an apostle of truth. I ask them, do you want 4 more years of this shit? Pardon my French. Do you? Very simple. Hello. I'm Donald Trump. Do you want 4 more years of this shit? No? Then vote for me. That's it. They would be talking about this. They would go crazy. You think I'm kidding, don't you? All of a sudden, I would say, now get ready. I've got a meme. I got a social media. I talked to Elon. We're ready to go. This is going to be trending. 4 more years of this shit. Overnight, it'll be that people will laugh. You'll wear new hats. And if they say, do you think that's appropriate? Do you mind me being a square shooter? I'm a square shooter. I'm a straight talker. Okay? That's it. They would talk about, do you think this is the type of language of, they're talking about me. Do you think that this goes, is this emblematic of it? They're talking about me. It's trending. They're talking about me. Well, what do you think about this? Remember Let's Go Brandon? Remember that one? That was one of the biggest things ever. That was huge. In fact, wherever you see Biden, 4 more years of this shit, 4 more years of this shit, it'll become the biggest. It'll create a momentum because why? Because people are children. They got the word shit because they love to be scatological, and it's the truth. You think I'm kidding, don't you? You think I'm kidding? It's as simple as anything you've ever seen. It's as simple as anything you've ever seen. He should be doing this. He should be doing this. And if he wants, you might get upset with this. He should have a whole group of, if he wants to use it to mobilize the Israeli contingent, fine. Have a group of Hasidim supporting him. Do you want to win or not? What's your message? What's your message? I don't understand this. This is the thing I don't understand. And by the way, I don't want to use Alec Baldwin as an example, but what they've done to him, they turn on you. Listen, I want you to understand something. There's no room for errors. Look at this. I got my official White House pencil. Part of my... I don't want to lose this. Okay? I'm not in it to make friends. Sparky will verify this. I'm not in it to make friends. Two things. You want to talk about foreign policy or do you want to talk about elections? I might very well tell you, do not bring this up in an election. We'll talk about foreign policy later. Mr. President, should I be talking about Israel and Palestine? Nope. Not now. Not with this country. Nobody's interested. Because right now, the media are portraying pro-Palestinian as being a bunch of rabble. Stay away from that. Sorry. Now, what do I think? What I think has nothing to do with reality. That's number one. Number two, what about Ukraine? Absolutely not. You're against that. Have a bunch of veterans. How many of you would love $90 billion put into the coffers of the Veterans Administration? How many of you have had trouble getting prosthetic limbs, having blood work done, having hospital stays, not enough beds? How many of you, do we have all of our PTSD taken care of? Do we have all of the available facilities and the like to take care of our brave men and women who have suffered from the invisible scar of PTSD? No. No, but we've got $90 billion going to this place. Why? Sorry, doesn't make sense. Do you want four more years of this shit? That's it. You get a bunch of Marines together. Get a bunch of Marines. I don't care who they are. Not current, but retired, ex-Marines, veterans. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Pictures of him on the border. This is the border I care about. And many people accuse me of being America first. Say that one more time, America first. You damn right I'm America. Trump, America first. Tell me, are you in another country? We're here in America, right? Yeah, America first. America first means you first. That's what it means. Stop all this nonsense. This is about winning an election. It's not about being cute. Sparky says, there likely won't be a Ukraine left to pay back the loan, absolutely, or be exploited for its resources. Trump should consult with General Douglas MacGregor instead of Lindsey Graham. Sparky, in the time that I have known you, I've never agreed with you more. But you know what's happening? They're calling our good friend, they're going after Tucker Carlson, calling him a traitor because he has MacGregor on and others as well. There are many, many plates that are going on simultaneously. The end and the collapse of the usual platforms and also a recognition of the truth, my friends. That's all. Raul says, take care of our own. Remember, if you want four more years of this shit, you vote for them. That's it. But if you want America first, if you want to worry about you and your family first and your safety and the borders and the sovereignty of this great country, and maintaining the constitutional protections and precepts of free speech and amendment. We don't want to be intruded upon by 702 violations of FISA Acts, and we don't want to have compromised speakers of the House who will sell out their soul because somebody's got pictures of him with a goat. We're tired of this. America first. America first, not second, not third, not America first. When we get everything squared away here, then we'll look around for other fires to put out. But we are in the middle of an inferno right now. That's simple. Every time here. When Trump comes out and they say, President Trump, what do you have to say? Don't bring up this crooked judge. No, we're talking about 195 days until the election. And right now, I could be talking to you about this, so I'm going to use this opportunity to say this. In 195 days, I'm going to be asking you to vote for me because we have a message to do. We have a goal to fulfill. It's the protection and the support of our beloved country. And if you're with me, join me and blah, 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 blah. That's exactly. All right, dear friend, Sparky, my friend, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your, look at this, colonel, not general. You know what? I'm going to make him out to be a general. I'm sorry. If you don't like that, that's fine. I love McGregor. I love him. Have you seen Alistair Crook? I'll tell you who is doing such an incredible job as Judge Napolitano. And please watch, and Sparky, you in particular, Breaking Points with Crystal and Sagar, the best. Spring Rising, whatever. It's okay. Not like this. They nail it. And you got two people who are ostensibly left. No, they're not. There's no more left and right anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no more left and right. It's right and wrong. That's all it is. All right, dear friends, have a great and glorious day. Now, listen, tonight, we have an engagement. And I may not be able to be here at 7 o'clock, I doubt it. So we might be doing something earlier. So make sure you remain, you are absolutely positively, as we speak, subscribe to Lionel Nation. Make sure, double check. And make sure you hit that little bell and whatever, because to be notified of live streams and new videos. Also, don't forget our other channel, Lionel Legal, and also our dear, my beloved, Mrs. L and her Lynn's Warriors channel right here on YouTube and Lynn's Warriors on X or whatever you want to call it. All right, dear friends, have a great and a glorious day. We thank you immensely. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are. Remember, think. Think. Keep thinking. And don't try to be, remember, if everybody's agreeing with you, you're doing something wrong. Stop being a part of the gang. Start being a part of the think independently. We love you. All right, dear friends, have a great and glorious day. See you maybe earlier today. I don't know. Just stay tuned. When I'm up, I'm ready to go. I'm going to jump on. In any event, have a great and glorious day. Until then, remember, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Dead.